I want to get to State Rep Bob Morgan here because he's proposing something that gets proposed a lot, but this one seems it's picking up the serious level because of COVID and helping small businesses across the state of Illinois. Illinois lawmakers want to end the daylight saving time, which, by the way, is this weekend, in case you forgot. Let's talk to State Rep Bob Morgan right now. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
So this comes up a lot, as I mentioned, but this time, could it be for real? You'd actually make a change in the state of Illinois?
I really want this to be the last year where we have to change our clocks. You know, as somebody with young children, it's always difficult trying to change my child's clock to make sure that they're not going to wake up when their clock turns green, so they're going to run into my room when it's still dark outside. You know, this is difficult for parents. It's difficult for elderly. It's difficult for small businesses. It really is something that's antiquated. I think this should be the last time we have to change our clocks.
Okay, so I saw something here that related to COVID. So post-COVID, our restaurants, retail, and other small businesses could all benefit from the increased foot traffic and commerce, and I never thought about this, but that would happen if people had extra daylight hours after the workday ends. So that seems to be part of the kind of the impetus behind this, that you're hoping that it would help small businesses? Is that what I'm understanding?
Absolutely part of it. You know, with this change, if we have permanent daylight savings time, there's every day is going to be sundown after 5 o'clock. As we all know right now, when you get to the winter months, sometimes around 4:30, it starts to get dark. We all want to go home and we want to go to bed. But if you keep the lights on in the sense that the clocks say it's after 5 and it's still light outside, it's going to be good for small businesses, more productivity. And the reality at the end of the day, it again, it's an antiquated system that we keep changing these clocks. These are almost a century old concepts. They're not relevant anymore, and I think that it's about time that we upgrade our system.
Okay, so if Illinois switched to daylight saving time, the latest sunrise in Springfield during the winter would be 8:16. Earliest sunset would be 5:33. I'm looking here at timeanddate.com. But here's the weird part. Eastern time, we'd be on Eastern time in the winter. We'd be on Mountain time in the summer. Is that right?
So it's effectively Eastern time year-round. You know, at this point, we keep changing our clocks, right? And the fact that our system changes back and forth, it just depends on the time of year or where we fit in the calendar. But it has nothing to do with what the sun's really doing. And I think it's really time that we have a better system. There's a lot of reasons why we should do this. There's a lot of momentum nationally to do this. It's long overdue.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So we'd be Eastern time all the time. So we'd watch our news
right
at 11 o'clock, or everything would change because TV schedules, our whole life.
Right, and so everything we do now, we go with the clock. So when we change our clocks, our bodies take time to adjust. So instead of doing that, we should really just use the sun as it really happens every day. So instead, you know, having some kind of artificial time that we try and run our lives by, let's use what the sun does, sun up and sun down. And again, it's going to be really helpful for small businesses and just this additional foot traffic at a time where I think we all agree they could use it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, we have a place in Michigan, and I got to tell you how confusing it is, because if you go across Indiana and you got folks in Indiana who are going to join you for something, we'll go to Michigan, it's different time zone all the time. And then Indiana's got its own set of issues. And so it's sort of like everybody's kind of different. And if we make Illinois different, doesn't that just complicate everything? Should this be done on a federal level?
Yeah, and we are already different from all the other states around us. Like you said, Indiana has parts of their state in one time zone, parts of the state in another. You know, there is this effort at the federal level, and I strongly support it. But until the federal government gets their act together and passing this in Congress, I think Illinois could take a step in the right direction, making it clear it's time for us to kind of grow up and make sure that we have a system that makes sense. And again, it's also helping small businesses. It's helping elderly. We've got constituents who call and say, when we change the clocks, it's hard for them. It's hard for the bodies. It's hard for them to adjust. And again, with my small children, I know it's hard for them too. So I really think it's about time that we make this change.
Okay. Well, good luck with the efforts. I hope you keep us posted. If people like what they hear, is there a place they can go to sort of sign up some support?
Absolutely. This is House Bill 2946, and hopefully this is the last time we have to change our clocks. Next time I join the show, we can all talk about how much better our days are.
We're sleeping. Right, exactly. Our bodies are feeling
right.
Better. I think that's part of it. Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your time today. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks for having me. You guys have a great day.